Somebody recently asked me, the Shaila, about a Rav who's an Avel. Should he sit in his regular seat in Shul on Shabbat, or should he follow the minhag of most Avelim, which is that they don't sit in their regular seats in Shul on Shabbat? So what's the background to this question? There's a Braita in Masechet Moed Katan, in the third Perek, Perek Eilim Megalkin, or Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, which says the first Shabbat, or the first week, after a bereavement, the Avel doesn't leave their home. The second week, Yotzei Ve'eino Yoshev B'Mekomo. The second week, they leave their home, but they don't sit in their regular seat when they're meeting with people. And that's how the Rambam paskens in the 7th Perek of Hilchot Avel Halacha Hay. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yoradeh Simin Shin Tzadik Gimel Se'if Bet. Then the Ramah there adds that V'achshavno Agin She'en Yoshev B'Mekoman Kol Shloshim. Nowadays, the minhag is that Avelim don't sit in their seats, regular seats in shul, for the whole shloshim. And for their mourning parents, they don't sit in their regular seats for the full 12 months. And there's no basis whatsoever for this minhag. There's no need to be strict like this at all. But then he says, if that's the minhag, then you shouldn't change the minhag, even though it's got no basis. So that's an interesting discussion in its own right. You know, very often we say, if a minhag got no basis whatsoever, then you don't have to follow it. It's a minhag shtus. But here the Ramah is saying that there's no justification for the minhag. If that's the minhag, you should follow it. Probably worth a shear in its own right. So that indeed is the minhag, that Avelim don't sit in their regular seats in shul for the entire, for certainly for the Shloshim, and if they're mourning parents, for Yud Beit Chodesh. Then in Sif Dalad, the Mechabes says that those who have the minhag on Shabbat, that they sit in their regular seats, Yafeh Heimosim, they're doing the right thing. However, the Ramah says, V'yishom Rim Shigam Shabbat Yishanem Mekomo, that there are those who say this also on Shabbat, an Avel should change their seat, and he says that's the minhag and that's the correct practice. So the question is, of course, how can it be that an Avel changes their seat on Shabbat? We've got a general principle that you don't have Avelut B'Farhes, you have public manifestations of mourning on Shabbat. So how can an Avel sit not in their regular seat? Isn't this a public manifestation of mourning? So the Shach gives two answers to the question. One answer he gives is that moving your seat isn't necessarily a sign of Avelut. People, for all sorts of reasons, move their seat in shul. They come to shul and somebody a bit late and somebody's sitting there already. You're not supposed to boot them out. You've got a simcha, you might sit somewhere else. A friend comes you haven't seen for ages and you want to talk all the way through the drosha. So you'll go and sit next to them instead of your regular seat. Obviously, you wouldn't speak during the laning, but during the drosha is a different matter. So therefore, a person's not sitting in their regular seat. There can be umpteen reasons why they're not. Maybe the person who's sitting next to them today has got an aftershave that you don't like. So that's why they've moved seat. The other answer that the Shach gives is that anything which is a form of avilut, which applies for the whole shloshim, this notion of Avelut B'Farhesi on Shabbat doesn't apply to. This makes a lot of sense because an Avel doesn't shave. Now, they come to shul looking unkempt. Why isn't that Avelut B'Farhesi? So the answer is the only restriction on Avelut B'Farhesi seems to be Avelut that's limited to the Shiva. There's also a Taz in Orach Chaim in Hilchot Yom Tov, where he says that this Ramah is only talking about Friday nights, meaning the person comes to shul for Mincha on Friday night, they sit in their Avelut seat. Doesn't mean to say that when Shabbat comes in, they have to move from there. So they stay in their Avelut seat. But Shabbat morning, obviously, they sit in their regular Shabbat seat. But certainly the minhag is that the Avelim don't sit in their regular seats on even on Shabbat, and they sit in their Avelut seat, which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says should be a little bit further away from the Aron HaKodesh than they usually sit. So, you know, an Avel shouldn't move forward in Shul because that's a more prominent seat. They should move a little bit further away to the cheaper pews, as it were. So what about a Rav? So the Gilyon Marashah on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, this is the son of Rabbi Akiva Eger, He says that when he was an avel for his father, for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that he did sit in his regular seat on Shabbat, except for the second Shabbat. Second Shabbat where it's Medina Digmara not to sit in his regular seat, then he davened somewhere else. But subsequent to that, he sat in his regular seat. There's a tshuva of the Maram Shik in Yorodeh, Simon Shin Samach Tet, where he says that it's not the Rav's seat to give up. This is the seat of the Tzibur, and it gives kavod to the Tzibur that there's somebody sitting in it. It shows that the Tzibur's got a Rav leading them, and it's not for the Rav to say, I'm not sitting there. He seems to indicate that this applies both during the week and also on Shabbat. He says his minag was certainly during the week to move a little bit so that people will see that he is moving his seat, but just to move the chair, you know, a bit away from the normal place. Sefer Shemirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Samaches If Kaf Dalad, he paskins like the Maharam Shik, says the Rav or anybody who's got an important prominent seat in Shul shouldn't change, move their seat on Shabbat. I remember when Morif Rabbi Harav Zichron Zichrono Livracha, he was an Avel for his father, so he moved his seat in the Beit HaMedrash for davening. It was interesting, he only moved it for davening. For learning in the Beit HaMedrash, he sat in his regular seat. But for tefillah, if he wasn't leading from the Amud, so he would sit further back. And he also sat further back on Shabbat as well. So maybe he disagreed with Maharam Shik, or maybe he felt that, you know, as the Rosh Hashiva, it's not the same role as the Rav of a Kehillah. I don't know what his motivation was there. Ad Kan.